In honor of the upcoming holiday of Sukkot, I wanted to share a quick idea, a quick thought on the upcoming holiday. I wanted to dedicate it for Refuah Shlema for Rivka Chana Bas Sipar, Navadina Bas Sterna, Avram Simcha Ben Mali, and Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka. They shall all have a Refuah Shlema. So the upcoming holiday of Sukkot, of the three major holidays of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, all have a directive to have Simcha, that we should be joyful, we should be rejoicing. But Sukkot has an extra element of Simcha that is commanded. And there are different reasons that are given as to what the driver is. It's the end of the crop of the season, Chag HaAsif, where we're satisfied, we've had a good season, we've got completion, and so we have a Simcha that is attained. We also are coming off the Yom Tovim of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. We have gone through the ringer, so to speak, and now we've had Tahara. We've been cleansed and we're pure of our sins, and so therefore there's also tremendous satisfaction as well. There's an interesting pasuk in Nehemiah, though, that needs to be understood, that perhaps will also help us shed light on the idea of Simcha as it pertains to the holiday. The pasuk says, it's in Nehemiah, Parakhes, Pasuk 17. It says, Vayasu kol hakala ashavim min hashvi Sukkot. It says that the whole community that came back, this is at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the Jews had come back from being in exile. And it says that they sat in Sukkot, Vayeshu basukkot, ki lo asu mime Yoshua bin Nun kain, b'nei Yisrael ad hayom ahu, v'atihi simcha gedola mod. And they sat in the Sukkot, and they had not done so since the time of Yoshua bin Nun, Joshua, until this day, and they had tremendous joy. So on the face of it, it's a very difficult pasuk, because what are you saying? You're saying that the Jews had not kept Sukkot for 500 plus years, that King David and King Solomon and all the righteous people that came in between, that they didn't do a mitzvah that it says clearly in the Torah that a person, the Jew is obligated to keep Sukkot. So it's a very difficult pasuk on the surface. But then if we look a little bit closer and you read the pasuk, perhaps it's saying something very interesting. What it says is that they had not kept Sukkot, ki lo asu mime Yoshua ben Nun ad hayom ahu, v'atihi simcha gedola. That what's unique about what's happening at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, after they've come back from the exile, is that they were keeping Sukkot like they had done at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, which is what? Here the Jews had been in the desert for 40 years, and when they came into the land of Israel, they celebrated the holiday of Sukkot. So too, at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, after the Jews had been in exile, they come back to the land of Israel, and then they celebrate Sukkot, and therefore there was a tremendous joy. So now, what is that? That they've come back from an exile, and culminating that exile, it has a special flavor to their holiday, and it accentuates the simcha, the joy. In the Gemara and Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, there's machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Lezer as to what we're commemorating when it says that Hashem, the generation should know that that God took us out of Egypt. He put us into Sukkot. So the question is, what are we commemorating? So Rabbi Lezer says that we're commemorating the fact that God took us into the desert, and then he housed us in clouds of glory. He miraculously took care of us for 40 years. So then, okay, Sukkot, that's like remembering the fact that God took a special care of us. Fantastic. Rabbi Akiva has a very interesting approach. He says, Sukkot is mamish. We're commemorating the fact that God housed us in actual huts. So how do we understand Rabbi Akiva's position? But if we look at this mission, if we look at this pasuk in Nehemiah that explains to us the special quality of the Sukkah holiday that was celebrated by the times of Yoshua ben Nun, of Joshua, and at the times of Ezra Nehemiah when the Jews came back from exile. So Rabbi Akiva is telling us, you know what we're commemorating? We're commemorating the fact that we went through a transitional period that was not so simple. We sat in huts. We were in a difficult spot in the sense that we went through a very difficult transitional period. But you know what? When we got to the backside of it, when we got to the end point, and we look back, we understood how positive that experience was, because it helped us get to a different level. It helped us go from slavery into people that could actually settle the land and become independent and self-sufficient, no longer be slaves, to go through a process of transition. When you get to that final, the conclusion of that, there's tremendous, tremendous simcha. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying in Nehemiah, and that's what Rabbi Kiva's Shita perhaps is saying to us. Sukkos mamash. We should know God put us through that transition, but it was for our best. And so now that we come to this holiday, and we've gone through the Rosh Hashanah period, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we've been able to work on ourselves and come through. But even looking at the bigger picture, perhaps we can look at what we've gone through in the last few years and continue to go through the difficulties of a corona and what it's meant to the lives of what we've had to go through. But at the same time, we can look at the positives that have come out of it in terms of the quality of our relationships with our family, of spending more time with certain people and being able to look inside ourselves by being perhaps given more time to be with ourselves and to then retrospect and reflect and then look back at this and then say, you see, this was a difficult time, but perhaps it was also a time that was for tremendous growth, and therefore it elicits tremendous, tremendous simcha. And so therefore the bracha is that as we come to this holiday of Sukkot, it should be a time of tremendous, tremendous joy, and that we should be zochet to really take in the tremendous joy that was for all these generations, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, coming out into the Sukkah, which is like an embrace, like the Arizal says, it's an embrace of Hashem, that Hashem has His arms open to us and says, come into my Sukkah and come into my shade. Leave the world of the sun, come into a place that has to be majority shade. And in that way, we're getting embraced by God. And then in that place, we can feel that tremendous satisfaction of being in a place that where we belong. Wishing everybody a happy and a healthy holiday.